Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter. Rise Guys P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I forgot we're on camera now. You have to. You have to move to this because, I mean, that's your. Now, when you hear this music, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson by Tenacious D, I was going to ask you first off, do you get tired of it? But obviously not because you're
never.
Ever dancing.
I never get tired of it.
Does it ever put you back in the pre-fight mode? Like,
yeah, I just heard that. I forgot that you guys played this song when I came in, and it immediately gave me. Like fight vibes.
Oh God!
Yeah, y'all better watch out.
Who are
you gonna pick to fight?
I think y'all can take me.
That's all you.
No. Check this out. I got to hang out with Jack Black.
I saw that you were dancing on stage.
Yeah, man. I was in Wilmington, North Carolina. He had brought me and Sweet T out. He was watching me fight. I think it was like two fights ago against a guy named Gilbert Burns, and he contacted us and was like, "Hey, man, would want you to come out and." Walk out on stage while I see Wonderboy by, you know, Wonderboy. And
yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? Let's go. So it kind of snowballed.
All right.
Can't say too much, but he's going to be there for my fight.
Oh.
That's
good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Man.
That's pretty cool.
Like, I know you don't want to say too much, but are you, like, is he going to be part of the team?
Yeah.
Ah!
I mean,
dude!
I don't think he's going to
We just scooped Errol Hawani.
You did. I think you guys got it first.
That's right.
I don't think he's going to sing or anything, but I think he's going to walk out with me.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He may lip sing it. I don't know. As we're walking out.
Well, yeah, you don't want him to sing it live right. Now. I mean, walking to the ring. He's going to be sitting there, like, smacking you around. And
you guys would freaking, y'all would love Tenacious D. I mean, Jables and, you know, Kyle Gass. They're awesome.
Yeah, I liked him more in that vein than I do. But I understand he's like off behind the you know, offset. He's very cool.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, now, Stephen, we're live on all the video streams now. All the girls can sit here and just gush all over Stephen. Well, it sounds different nowadays.
Oh my gosh, I know.
It sounds a lot.
Well, so earlier, it's always Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Stephen, but earlier I said Wonderboy Stephen Thompson.
Did that sound weird?
Very.
Yeah.
So had you heard that, or if anybody accidentally does it, like, is that kind of like, ugh.
No, I mean, it isn't really, it just sounds different. You know, I do catch it, like, in my head.
Yeah.
But I don't sit there and be like, hey, you better get my name right.
Well, I made sure that I did say it right in case it.
Well, do you remember Steven's first UFC fight?
Oh, for sure.
And then Bruce called you Stephen.
Oh, like, my God.
What are you doing, Bruce?
Dude, he still apologizes to me about that. About calling me Stephen.
Does he really?
Out. Yeah, oh, yeah. He's the coolest guy ever. You guys
he seems like he would be the opposite of his brother.
I don't know. I've never actually hung out with his brother, but he.
Yeah.
He's cool, man.
Yeah.
He's just cool. He's like, what, 62, 63?
And
just
never stood
and
beside,
just in shape. Man,
he's got a nice tan too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Immaculate.
The tan's on point.
But that Wayne Newton tan.
Yeah, it might be spray on. I don't know.
Now,
no.
We, hopefully, we're in different markets now.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. I talked to your dad when he was down in New Orleans. I was like,
you had to say
the billboard.
You had to say it New Orleans.
See, they're weird. I don't mean weird, but they're very, first off, they don't like NOLA. They don't like that.
They're particular about how you say the name.
They don't like that.
Got you.
And then, it's kind of like, we might be stealing their culture if we go Nolans.
Yeah,
they don't really.
No. I just said that because I saw a Saturday Night Live.
Yes, Nolans.
Nolans. Yes.
It sounds like our governor here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It really does. What is your middle name? It's not Wonder Boy.
Dude, I say that.
I know I could Google it, but I think it's just more.
I would never guess it. It's Randall.
It's awesome.
Steve, great name.
Two L's or one?
Thompson. Say that again?
Two L's or one?
Two L's.
Two L's.
Two L's.
You're definitely Southern. You got a Randall in there.
Rock
Randall. Randall.
God, that's cool.
I ask my kids, the kids I teach karate class, what my middle name is. They try to guess it all the time. They always say it's Wonder Boy. I'm like, no, it's not. They're like, yes, it is.
Of course it is.
It's Wonder Boy.
Of course it is.
You can change it to that. That's allowed.
Are you dating anyone right now?
I am.
Ah,
that's good.
I thought that was going to be a harder answer to get out of you. Last time it was.
I have a honey. She's awesome. We were just talking about her. She works at AMED. She's a nurse.
Okay.
Local.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured she would be from France.
France.
I've seen model. You with the freaking models. Like I was saying, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but tell us about her. She works.
She's awesome. She's awesome, man. Yeah. She's she works at AMED. She's a nurse. Which fits. You know, me being a fighter, get injured. She can take care of me.
She can help you.
Yeah. She can help me. But she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tall,
well,
sweet.
Imagine.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her.
Can you imagine some guy saying, "Hey, I'm going to try to pick up this girl." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, you're going to tell your boyfriend?" Yeah. He's in the UFC, by the way.
Is there a fun story how you met?
No, just mutual friends.
Oh, yeah?
That's
nice.
That's the best way.
Yep. Super easy. Nothing special.
I saved her.
I didn't make up a story, somehow. Saved her on the street.
Yeah, you need that.
You know?
There's a mugging.
She probably wouldn't want that one.
No.
She was on the streets. Right. I saved her.
Yeah. Why would you put it like that?
Yeah, no, I know.
She's in a runaway car, and you jumped in the car. And
we'll get to talking about Fight Night this week.
Ooh, yeah.
But when you, at least on my Google, we were talking about Google results are different on different zip codes and all that stuff. But when I Google Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, the first photo is a modeling photo. Do you like that or no?
Of me?
Yeah.
Not really. I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Was it from the Van Houston commercial where you guys were fighting?
Oh, yeah. Me and TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah. I think that's the one that popped up.
No, if you looked up Stephen Thompson, not Stephen Wonderboy.
Don't put I'm just looking for topless photos.
You might find some feet ones in there. But it was an albino model. Stephen Thompson.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was an albino model.
You're right.
Like Stephen Thompson.
Yeah.
And speaking of the feet thing, I was.
You're so much more comfortable when your dad's not here. It's crazy. I love Ray, but boy, you just go ahead.
So somebody had told me that I have feet pics out there.
Well, that's kinky.
Anytime I take pictures, I'm always barefoot. So they just zoom on my feet. And I have a WikiFeets page. I had no idea it existed.
Oh, yeah.
No idea existed. And apparently, millions of people, I'm like, where's my cut? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, millions of people just sit there and watch. I mean, really?
You can do foot cameos.
Something. Do what are those new things called, on social media people are doing? What are they called?
TikTok.
No. The personal pages. What do they call them?
All the cameos.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Only fans. Oh, those 2 feet.
I'll say that Stephen Thompson on WikiFeet, you rated a 4.8 out of 5. This is some nice feet.
For real?
Yeah.
You just looked that up?
Yeah. Boy, I'm looking at it.
That's what pops up. It's just you stretching.
Oh. Yeah.
Look, just feet pics. Look at that.
So
I have a unique foot. I have a massive gap between my first toe and my second toe. I have Tarzan feet.
Did you break your toes?
I didn't. I mean, they probably are broken. Just didn't know.
Do you think you could go up and kick somebody and grab their nose with your toes?
I think so. I use my toes a lot.
And then
I mean,
say, oh, got your nose.
I got your nose.
But it's your thumb.
Yeah.
Look, the model even has a WikiFeet page.
Yeah.
Wow.
There he is, dude. That's Stephen Thompson. That's the Albano model. Look at that.
Look, this, well, you can't see my screen, but this picture of you, man.
I got blurry.
See, Chris Wyman only has a 3.68 out of 5.
No way. Does he really?
Yeah, Stephen's a point better on the feet.
Stephen's having camera issues.
Oh, no, it's a little blurry.
It does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think I got too close to the camera.
Yeah, but we need you to look good on here.
Hold up. He still looks better than us.
I just got to refocus. Ready? He ain't out.
Oh, no.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, it worked.
Let me try it and see if it makes me look better.
I thought it worked a little bit.
Magic touch.
Okay, so we get that out of the way. Man, okay. I didn't know you had a girlfriend, so I had all these other questions.
Oh,
but
man.
Now we won't answer them.
Okay.
Well, would it be okay if I asked you, like, who is the most famous woman that you dated?
Because
I know of one, but I don't know if you want. You know, and it's also me trusting the internet. You haven't told me privately. Yeah.
Okay, so the one you saw on the internet was not true.
It was just a...
It was the Red De La Cruz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was... Wow. Okay, so Red De La Cruz is a UFC. She's a model out of the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a ring girl. And I did a tour at the Philippines, South Korea. I did like an Asian tour. And she was kind of our guide. That was about it.
My God. But you're also at the time, though, at... Well, you were single at the time. You're not going to run to the press and say, no, I'm not dating her. You just let run with her.
I can't, you know, I've always been, I can't do that. I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? I got to tell the truth. I got to be like, nah.
Is that like a UFC rule that you can't really mess with those girls? Or I don't know
what the rule is, but I don't think that's the rule.
I wouldn't think so either.
Oh, it sounds like he's seen something happen. A rule?
What it doesn't seem
the
like
rule?
The rule.
No,
it might be.
No, I see really what enforced. Y'all doing over here. No, but that I knew you would say that because people would be like, hey, I didn't know you were married. I'm like, well, I'm not married. What the heck are you talking about?
There has to be like famous, you know, like starlets or whatever.
No, not actually. No,
as a Kardashian approached you.
No, not a Kardashian. But, Victoria's Secret model. I hung out with her for a bit, and she's a big Wonderboy fan, UFC fan.
Okay.
Adriana Lima.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Damn.
Yeah, we hung out during Fashion Week. She's come to some of my fights.
Well, that's cool.
Is that her husband used to play baseball?
Her husband?
Not Jose.
No.
That's not Lima time resting.
Okay.
She's remarried. I don't know if she's married, but I know she's.
She was married to Marco Yarrick, basketball player.
Yeah, but Jose Lima had a beautiful wife. She was wearing the white jeans that time.
Yeah, I don't think it was her.
Not her.
This is an Audrina Patridge kind of fit in here somewhere, too. I thought you kind of had a...
From the Patridge family.
Wait, what?
I thought you had knew her, Audrina.
Audrina Patridge.
From the Hills, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I can keep it straight.
He doesn't seem to know her family.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight the rumors either. I mean, now you would because you're in a
relationship.
Yeah.
What's got to be tough? I mean, your girlfriend, man, she's got to be like, look, you know, you're going off to these cities, these hot women around.
That's why she's cool, man. Is that a fart gun I see over there?
It might be.
What?
You want to test it out?
No, I recognize it because I have one.
Oh, did you get a Cracker Barrel? I got mine at Cracker Barrel. That's it.
That's the best. It's the best.
I played that when I don't like songs that we were playing.
I didn't mean to change the subject, but
I just want to know what you use your gun for.
That's how he and his girlfriend met. They both reached for the last fart gun.
And their hands touched.
That's beautiful.
It's a Hallmark movie. Which started with a fart.
Fart to
ended
fart.
With a heart.
There you go. Ended with a heart.
I'm still interested in how these fights come together. Because I'm going to be honest, from the outside looking in, it seems like whoever Dana wants to see fight.
That's what happens.
That's
it's like what the fans want now. You know, before when I got into the UFC, it was still, you know, the Vertita brothers still owned it. They were still going by the rankings. You know, it was more about the rankings than what people wanted to see.
Is your fighting a kung fu fighter this weekend?
I guess he's kung fu. I've never heard him say he was a kung fu fighter.
I don't know. I was reading about him, and it said he had a black belt in kung fu.
Yeah. I have to ask him about that. I was on his podcast like a few weeks ago.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kevin Holland, such a cool guy. He was doing work at 185, was crushing people, was beating some of the best guys in 185. Ended up getting out-wrestled, comes down to 170. He's doing work, and then he fought recently Khamzat Chimaev, who is kind of like the talk of the talk right now in the welterweight division. and got submitted in the first round. So it's been a year since I fought. It's been that long.
Has it really?
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, with the last two or three years with all crap, like, it's hard to remember. I saw the other day, I wrote 2021 on a check.
You dummy.
Like, for last week, though.
Uh-huh.
2021.
I know.
It's, if time flies, you just don't know.
You'll be married by 24.
Something. Yeah, maybe.
Well, you said you loved her, so that's good.
I do. She's awesome.
You're living together.
That's good.
She's the best.
Yeah.
You did him.
I like how Steve is just being able to answer. He's like, going to answer. It's fine.
This is the best.
Yeah. You did the guy's the guy you're gonna fight. That's whose podcast you did.
Yeah,
because I know you have one too. But
I do have my own podcast. But his, he's got like two others. So when the fight was announced, there was a girl on his podcast who he, you know, who was rooting for me. So he hit me up in the DMs. Was like, "Yo, Wonder Boy, you know, this girl on my podcast. She's rooting for you. Will you please send her a happy birthday?" I'm like, "Girl, of course, man. Yeah." So she got in touch with me and was like, "Hey, would you want to be on her podcast?" I was like, "Sure." We didn't even talk about the fight.
I don't see how you can like get mad enough to fight him.
But that's what Stephen, and I'm going to tell everybody again, we're talking to Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Stephen, do you like all week long when you think about the person you got to fight, like have pictures of them or you hate their guts or you think they may have just, you know, hurt someone you love or something? And he's like, "No, I just go out there and fight.
I just go out there and fight."
I don't get it.
I don't do that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've been around it for so long. I've been fighting for so long. Yeah. It's just no longer I gotta be angry at this guy. You know,
okay,
I don't need that motivation to go out there and do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, plus, some guys have to put themselves there.
You're going on his podcast, but at the end though, like you're co-promoting the fight,
right?
And that's going to help with the. I'd like him to quit calling them purses. I think that's the meaning. They call him a purse. You know, $100,000 purse.
Purse.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Well, because men used to carry purses.
Well,
that's not true.
Yes, they did. That's the money.
Well, like high heels were invented for men.
Yeah.
Were they really?
They really were. Yeah.
Dude, did you
Wait,
know
for
that?
Real?
Oh yeah.
They were. Did you know Bambi was a boy?
Yeah, I did know that.
How?
Really? See?
Bambi was
a boy.
Blown.
The only two people in the world that apparently did not know.
We just
that.
Found out.
Yeah, I found out today.
Thumper, the rabbit.
Yeah.
Remember Thumper?
Also a boy. Yep.
Blitzen.
Also? Yeah.
No, that's Santa Claus. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. That's that time of year.
Flower of the Skunk, I think, might have been trans.
Siberian Orchestra coming to town soon, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the UFC fight night is this coming Saturday night.
It's Saturday.
10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Main card, that's when it starts. It's 10 o'clock.
It's in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So when will you leave?
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I leave tomorrow. Weight's good. I still have like 14 pounds to lose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, y'all look great as well.
Thank you. We appreciate you very much.
Yes.
So I still have, you know, about 14, 15 pounds to lose.
What?
Yeah.
I don't
By Friday.
Same.
By Friday.
Yeah,
I think that should be the next for you guys. Y'all should go through like a mock weight cut with me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Put y'all through a training camp, week-long training camp, and then cut weight with me.
Well.
It would be a good boost to get it all going. Jumpstart the major weight loss.
Nobody would go. I mean, I would.
You would do it?
What if you threatened to come to our house and kick our ass if we didn't? That would be the motivation.
I don't think y'all just be like, "All right, just come over to the house. Come on.
You know why I'm not worried? Because I don't think he'd do it for free. That's the only reason I'm not worried about it.
Dude, I would definitely do it for free. Because I'd be filming everything.
Okay.
This is going viral then.
I'll watch you cut weight, but what do you eat after you cut weight in your fight? What's the first thing you go for?
So after my fight or after I cut the weight?
I mean, well, I know.
So I cut the weight and then I rehydrate.
Yeah.
And eat whatever not really whatever I want. And then I try to be as heavy as I can for the next day whenever I step in the cage.
Okay.
But I'm never really that heavy. I'll probably get back up to 185, 184, something like that. Nothing too crazy.
Sounds like middle school for me.
After pizza.
Pizza is great. That would be my go-to.
Pizza and beer.
Yeah. That would be my go-to for sure.
Do you gotta
leave?
Good
old stout.
Do you have to leave?
What time is it?
I mean, do you need to leave?
No.
You want to hang out during news?
Let's do it.
We do that.
Talk crap about news and stuff?
Let's do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
More with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and we'll do some headlines with Paige.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right after this, good morning.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Page, and Fat Boy.
E1's Rule.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Would you ever have your mother's name tattooed on you?
No.
That's a question for you.
I wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Nobody here?
Not me.
Well, a guy with his mom's name tattooed on his chest got arrested for assaulting her. You would think if he took the trouble to tattoo her name on his chest, he would treat her a little better.
Ask married couples have done that how it went.
Better get my name tattooed on your bicep, man.
That's just weird.
Steven, you don't have any tattoos, do you?
None.
Any thoughts, too?
Any what?
Any thoughts, too? Like in one day?
Maybe. Oh, I'm thinking about getting like a neck tat, just a straight
hell
neck
yeah.
tat.
Well, you're going straight to the
you just give me that look. I can't tell if he's like being serious or not. And I'm not going to make fun of it till I know.
Suddenly tribal.
No, I we have like a family tattoo, but
yeah.
No. I don't have anything yet. And plus, like the UFC, like when I signed the contract, no tattoos.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like one of the few in the UFC that don't have any tattoos.
Okay, it makes sense.
I say they forgot about Conor McGregor, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
How do you think about that? I mean, I didn't know that either, but still. Wow.
Yeah.
Will you get into Dana White's League of Slapping?
Any definitely. That's a Negatron. Yeah. That's a Negatron
horrible.
Right there.
It looks way more dangerous than what you do.
Fat Boy asked him that off the air. I was like, that needs to be on the radio.
Man,
oh,
I want to
get that question in.
I mean, those guys are literally killing each other.
I know we're doing headlines, but I want to drop in a little
no,
nugget.
We're not, apparently.
You know, one of my favorite Steven moments is, I forget the number of UFC, but you're sitting beside Conor McGregor. When the guy in the audience was talking junk to whoever he was fighting, and then just everybody was just like a big melee, man. Just like the fact that the guy could sneak in a question.
Oh, I know.
And pose as a journalist.
You don't know what he's talking about, dude.
No, I don't. I remember.
It was one of the press conferences.
I thought you were going to say whenever Conor McGregor came in, because he got in trouble previously for throwing like the cans
across the
room. Oh, yeah, his temper tantrum.
And I reach across and I like grab his cans out from in front of him. You see is like him, and you see a hand come out and just grab his drinks, his water bottle and his energy drink.
Might have been the same thing.
Because he chunked it across to try to hit Nate Diaz.
Oh.
And hit some kid.
Oh, no.
That's too bad.
That's not good.
You got to fight him, by the way.
Who, Connor?
Diaz.
The kid.
Oh, dude, Nate.
Yeah.
The kid.
Fight them all.
Line them up and fight them. Well, this guy in question, his name is Thomas Pinson. He's 27. And the tattoo that he put on his chest is of a rose, and it features his mother's full name, Carmen Pinson. And the two of them were fighting about money and job-related drama. Mm. Specifically, I don't know what it was. But last Tuesday, he decided to push her to the ground, and cops say he used to work at a restaurant called the Casual Clam. But he doesn't have a job right now at the Casual Clam. So this time, the fall aggravated an injury, a pre-existing injury that his mom had. And he made headlines in 2017 after he did the exact same thing. He shoved his mom, she hit her head, and he got arrested for domestic battery. And he's got his, you know, Carmen tattooed with a rose on his chest.
I'm still on the casual clam.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine what they would serve at the casual clam.
100%.
Clam chowder.
No. New England.
I heard that. Well, that's the white, not the red.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything.
He said restaurant, not a club. It's a restaurant. Yeah. So it's a little different. So Thomas, it's not clear what the injury is, but it was related to the first incident or not. But Thomas was gone by the time the cops showed up, but they tracked him down and arrested him early in the morning on Thanksgiving. And he's facing domestic battery charges again. And we'll see if they stick. His mom dropped the charges last time, so I don't know. They have a volatile relationship, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Does your mom know karate, Stephen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I don't mess with her.
Well, I didn't figure you would anyway, but still.
Wonder mom.
I don't mess with her.
Nope. I just imagine like growing up, Ray's putting you in arm bars, just walking around the house horseplay.
I mean, you know, it was, you know, there was five of us. I've got two brothers and two sisters. And one of the rules was growing up, if we ever got caught, you know, fighting, because we were fighting constantly, just alpha dogs, just always fighting.
Yeah.
If we ever got caught fighting, after dinner, Dad would pull the coffee table out of the way, and I'd be in my whitey tidies, and whoever I'd be fighting be ready to rock, and we would have to fight. He would make us fight.
God, that's awesome.
We couldn't like punch each other, but we could like palm heel to the face.
Okay, damn.
We could kick each other, and oh yeah,
it's like the Gronks.
I mean, he was like, if y'all want to fight, I'll let y'all fight.
Who scares you more, mom or dad?
Definitely mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say that should be the answer.
Mom.
Oh, the casual clam has a smoked fish spread, by the way.
Oh gosh.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Thank you. None of their okay, never mind.
I'm looking at their menu. I don't even see clams on here. Oh, here they are. Here they are.
Do any of their waitresses have lip piercings? Okay, we're gonna take a break. Thank you, Paige. We're gonna come back. We're going to say, hey, famous people born on the 28th of November, happy birthday.
Or
suck it. Right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Morning.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck, but...
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live from the callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. Joining us is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. We're going to say, hey, famous people born on the 28th of November. Happy birthday.
Or... suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
This is our first celebrity suck it, I think.
We begin with a young man from Dawsonville, Georgia. Name. Hang on. His name is funny. What's his name?
Bill Elliott?
No, not him.
Uh-oh. It Who would else be from Dawsonville, Georgia.
It would be one William Clyde Chase Elliott the second.
Oh, his son.
Yeah.
Chase.
He's not a junior, he's the second. Chase Elliott.
Hmm.
I like old Chase Elliott. He's fun to watch drive around.
Do you have any idea how old he is though?
I think he's 25.
What do you think, Steven?
Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
He's gotta be early 20s.
Well, we need a specific number.
I'll go
20.
Okay. I'll go 20. Did you say 26?
I'll go 26. Yes.
Okay. Well, if you're going 26, I'll go 27.
Paige. I'll go 24.
Chase Elliott is 27 today.
Dang it. Got one.
Good
look.
Job.
Let's
first
go.
One.
Right, we got a competition now.
Beginner's luck.
Let's see. We'll go straight to Jon Stewart, former host of The Daily Show, stand up comedian, used to be. Back when comedy was funny.
Back when comedy was funny. Do you ever think it eventually is going to get to where there's like, hey guys, you can't fight for sport anymore? For real. Like
yeah, the
pussification
of
this country.
It's
yeah.
crazy. It's wild. I hope not.
Just have an old UFC, like, 60 plus. You know?
Yeah.
But you'd have some ripped up, like Shamrock probably be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting people.
Have like that, was it the senior competition.
Senior tour.
I like that.
Oh, hell. All right. Jon Stewart. Suck it.
Ooh. Man, I think he's 60.
59.
He's got to be 63.
Jon Stewart is 60 today.
Problem with Pacific. Politicizing comedy.
You guys want to guess a rock and roll guy's age? Former Soundgarden drummer, current Pearl Jam drummer for a long time, Matt Cameron. You know what they sound like.
Yeah. I don't know him.
Is he older than Stone?
They've got to be around the same age.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
Older than Mike?
What is the disease he has?
Matt Cameron?
No.
Mike McCready?
Crohn's.
Yeah. The drummer is older than Stone.
Okay, 59.
62?
Go for it.
58.
I'm going for 60.
He is 60. Look, Wonderboy is killing it.
Two, baby.
Killing two out of three already.
Dang it.
Wow.
Come on.
He probably knows all these people.
No,
probably Summer.
I have no idea what they're.
You're
they
at
even
the Hamptons
like.
With them the summer of it.
Montauk.
Oh. This is going to be from the movie.
Is it Emilio?
No, it's not Emilio.
Is it that redheaded girl?
No, it is not. It's not. What's your damn name?
Molly.
Molly Ringwald. It's not her. It's not Ally Sheedy.
It's Judd.
It is Judd Nelson's birthday.
Freaking Judd.
Bender from The Breakfast Club. The Bully. With a heart of gold.
What happened to Judd?
Yeah, what happened to the, like...
Is that the only movie he was in?
He's been other stuff. I don't know when.
He was in Men at Work, right? No. That was Emilio.
Yeah, it was me. He's in St. Elmo's Fire.
Great movie.
New Jack City. Yeah, that was a good one. Suddenly Susan.
Oh.
What's the last time? He still works. Let's see. He's
Nino
Brown.
As
far as stuff you've heard of, he don't still work. Maybe Billionaire Boys Club.
He's got to be like 64. I think he looks like hell now, to be honest with you.
He does.
You do. 68?
63. I'm going 65.
He is 63 today.
Oh, let's go.
Now, you know this bald actor, Ed Harris. He's been in a lot of stuff, like Apollo 13. He was in Milk Money, where Melanie Griffith flashes.
Milk Money.
You remember that, Steve?
I love that.
That was a great movie. Yeah, he was the dad of Milk Money.
Westworld.
Apollo 13. Radio. The Firm.
He was in the new Top Gun.
The Biss, which filmed in Gaffney in a big tank.
Is that the same guy that was in the Truman Show?
Was that Harrison?
Yeah.
The Architect?
Main guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he also played in National Treasure.
It's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Been around a long time.
I love them.
And The Abyss. Yeah, you said The Abyss, right?
Yeah, he was in The Abyss. Pollock. History of Violence.
Oh, that was Piercer. Good. He
Top
had
Gun
the
Maverick,
eye.
Damn.
We're very excited.
He was in something recently.
Top Gun, Maverick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maverick.
Steven, take the first shot at it.
I'm going to go 68, 69.
I think he had 70.
Yeah, he might be.
I'm going to go 70 also then.
I'll go 71.
He's 72 today.
Big Ed!
What about another bald man, Paul Schaefer from Letterman's Band. Most recently seen at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction concert, playing piano on Great Balls of Fire with John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen.
Wow. I forgot he used to be on SNL. Paul Schaefer.
He was?
In the band?
Yeah, in the 80s.
I didn't know that either.
Yep.
Hmm.
He's a featured player.
We got one more after him. It's a big one.
Okay. 74.
75.
73.
72. He is 73 today. And finally, Matt, this is just for you. This is just for you.
Listen, Steven, there'll be somebody I don't like. I can tell by the way he's reacting. My kid didn't get to watch that cartoon because of him.
She hasn't seen any Pixar movies because of Randy Newman. It's Randy Newman's birthday today.
At least he didn't play I Love L.A.
Like what?
I almost played Rednecks.
Like what is that? What is? Am I just the?
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible.
What if people seeing him or the sound?
I don't know.
To see his face is worse, but to hear it.
I mean, I think he's composing everything too, right?
Yeah,
like, it's all him.
What?
Yeah, like there's got to be some talent there.
He's also a composer. Yeah, he composes a lot of the instrumentals in Pixar movies as well.
Yeah.
His voice sounds like he just drank a pot of coffee and a drag off a cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, I sound like that. He sounds different from me.
You smoke pot and drink coffee.
Yeah, both.
Man, I don't. Suck it. I don't like him at all.
77.
80.
Oh, wow. Really?
I don't know.
Let's go 75.
79 today.
Go to TMZ and say, Wonder Boy tells Randy Newman to suck it. Details later.
Oh, dang it. Hang on.
What happened? You prematured?
No, I closed out the wrong
thing. Oh, okay.
No.
So,
this coming Saturday night, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
UFC fight night.
Main card.
Kevin Holland.
Kevin Holland.
He'll be a nobody after this.
That's right.
Promise, if you win, you will never go on his podcast again.
Promise.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't beat him and then big time his podcast.
Okay, then go on there and then rub his nose in it.
That'd be rude.
Yeah.
He has to say that you're the better man.
He has to say it.
Okay. That should be part of, make it more interesting instead of just a win if there's not a belt to fight over.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I get to key your car.
There should be something between each fighter that must happen after win or lose.
It should be some kind of thing. You got to go fight Dana Slapley.
Let's get some professional foot picks, too.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Set a session up.
Wiki Feats, I didn't know was a thing till today. Found out Bambi was a dude. Everybody but Fatboy and I knew that. And then Wonder Boy will... I'm not going to say that. She's local. I think you will be very, very... I think you'll be married in 2 years. I'll
say
it.
Thank you.
I think
you.
That I
appreciate
think
it.
You will be married in 2 years.
Here, hang on there.
Will I DJ the wedding?
Yes.
No, I will bartend.
No.
I will bartend.
That's better.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Always good having you in, man.
It's always a pleasure, y'all.
As big as you've gotten around the world and everything, like you're still the same way you've
always been.
Y'all
around the world now? What you talking about?
The country, but still, thank you. Yeah, watch that. Watch that this coming Saturday night.
Yep.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com on the Odyssey app, iTunes, and Spotify, and most places that podcasts are available. And get Stevens, too. He needs another million followers.
Well, of course he does. Follow Wonderboy.
Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
The Rise Guys. Madman. Nine. Paige and Fatboy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.